When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, beautiful mamas. I feel so deeply connected to you guys. I'm here in Utah, family vacation, also a family wedding. I'm sitting by a river and I can listen to it, hear it. I did a cold plunge in it today with my husband and kids. It was so fun. And my life has just been so incredibly joyous. And as I have stepped back to reflect some of the amazing manifestations and blessings coming through, I couldn't help but think about the pivotal moments during my big postpartum mental health crises, that's the wind chime, when I felt hellishly isolated, full of shame, devastation, fear, and very, very alone. Tidal waves of unpredictable emotions came over me and made me feel like I was a totally different woman. And so in today's episode, I wanted to be with you guys. I know you're out there. I know there are those of you who are struggling and you're alone and you're afraid. And I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone because I, Lizzie Langston, am right here thinking of you. And I've been where you are and I can help you. And so today's episode is all about you not feeling alone anymore and knowing that your suffering can have an end to it. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms. We learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hey, okay, so I need to update that because I have four kids now. If you're new around here, hi, my name's Lizzie Langston. So whether you Googled postpartum podcast or you searched it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I'm so grateful for you, that you're here. I want you to know that I have a free mini course that is the next best step after listening to some podcast episodes. So if you feel like you want to connect with me on video, because I'm on video in this course, and you want to know some of my basic philosophies in order and have me tell you a little bit more about my story, just go to lizzielangston.com. And on my homepage, there's a few different freebies. You can get into my free Sharecast on Marco Polo, my postpartum support group there. But the one I'm specifically referring to is called Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. It's a free postpartum mini course. And in that course, I'm going to teach you the three steps that I teach all of my clients to get out of the postpartum rut. So first things first, I wanted to tell you that that's there. Okay. Now, I said in the intro, I really am sitting by a river, you guys. My parents, they have a backyard and then their backyard backs up to a river. I don't know if you can hear it because it's kind of far away towards the back of the yard and I'm up here by the house closer, but it's beautiful. I am surrounded by nature. And honestly, like I said in the intro, my life has felt incredibly joyous lately. I feel like I've broken through so many hard barriers that I was living in. And ultimately, I really feel like I created them because I was separated from love for myself and for others. And I was living in a world of self-judgment and of judgment of other people. And I was living in a world where shame, specifically shame, you guys, like, listen, let's talk about shame really fast. Shame was my common thing. Now, you might not realize or understand or know or feel that you're feeling shame, but let me just explain to you, when it comes to feeling alone, shame is the name of the game. Okay. When you feel alone, shame is there telling you that you should be different or that you should be being supported more. Like, shame is just basically saying you are wrong, broken, in some way. And this feeling, if you let it sit in your body, it is I think it's either the lowest or one of the lowest. But if you were to look at a chart of all human emotions, at the top, the highest vibrations is like love, joy, empowerment. The lowest vibrations are like, you know, there's sadness and then anger. And then there's like guilt, shame. Like they are at the bottom of the human existence. They create all sorts of havoc in our bodies. They create anxiety, depression, OCD, create health problems. This emotion of shame is never, ever correct. It is an illusion, but we don't know that when we're sitting in it. So I want to tell you a story. I want to take you back. And I've said this a little bit here and there on the podcast, but I want to take you back to the moments where I was feeling the most intense shame and the most alone. So the first one that comes to my mind was probably the biggest one. And it was after I'd had my third baby. So I had 3 kids in 4 years, and I had a boy first and then a girl and then a boy. And I had my boy, my second boy, my third baby in September of 2017. And I was about 25 years old. So I'd had 3 kids in 4 years from ages 23. No, I had to have been more like 24, 25, just like 27. Okay. So that's us. And we're living in Gilbert, Arizona. And I have some family in Mesa. And then my husband's family is in Denver. But really, we kind of keep to ourselves in this little city of Gilbert. And even in the neighborhood that we lived in, there was actually quite a few younger families. But a lot of the families in this neighborhood belonged to a church that I didn't like go to or know about much about. And so there were like Bible study groups and things that I wasn't aware of or a part of. And then I was just really buried in nap times. Like I had a newborn and 2 toddlers. And I also at that time really didn't know how to take care of myself and reach out for help very well. And I specifically think that I had some PTSD from, I had really bad birth trauma and a really intense hemorrhage with my first baby. And then with my second child, beautiful birth, but extremely intense postpartum PTSD in the hospital because of the trauma I had with my first baby. I delivered in the same hospital, same doctor. So that was crazy. And it kind of came home with me. So in the hospital, I was on oxygen, having panic attacks, but I didn't know that's what was happening. And honestly, the nurses like didn't really know either. And so got home and I was still having what today I know as panic attacks and having trouble breathing and getting, you know, feeling like I'm dying, right? Have you guys ever had to call the ambulance or go to the hospital or the ER because you thought you were dying? Yes, this is a thing. It happens. And this is called anxiety, and it's humiliating for starters, and it's embarrassing. And it's also really genuinely, it does its job. It makes you feel like you're dying. And so I was feeling alone in many, many ways. I also had this sense of I chose this and I was really ambitious and I, you know, popped out these babies, 3 kids in 4 years. And so I need to own this. Like this is my problem that I've somehow started. And even though I didn't know it was going to be this hard, I kind of had this sense of like, it's on me to figure this out. And then you have the, I don't know, I live in America. So I have this American kind of culture of being really individualistic. And it's, you know, you're looked at as strong if you can do it on your own. And at that time also, I really didn't have any sorts of hobbies outside of my motherhood. And so my motherhood was a really, for better or for worse, it was just a really big part of my sense of worth, both in my wider community, as well as with my husband and in our family that we were creating together. So a lot of sort of pressure of my personal needs were stacked on top of this role of motherhood. Now, at that time, I saw motherhood as 2 things, my relationship with my kids and all of the caregiving that I was doing throughout the day. In hindsight, I look back and I'm like, oh, wouldn't it have been nice if I would have realized that if I didn't love or if I felt like I couldn't handle all of the caregiving all of the time because, like many of you, my partner at the time, my husband at the time, was working full time and had just barely graduated school. We had student loans to pay off. And so he was at a 9-to-5 and it would sometimes be like a 9-to-7 and just gone a lot of the day. And my kids were all little and I was in that house by myself a lot of the day. So hopefully I'm kind of setting the stage for you here. Now enter in scary thoughts. So after a while of doing things that are overwhelming and doing them alone, even though you don't want to be alone, and treating yourself like you have to do them because you got yourself into this, right? All of those things I was just telling you, it set the stage for a really, really low vibe. I just carried a lot of weight emotionally on my bones. And that actually did manifest on my body as well. With my third baby postpartum, I did end up gaining about 60 pounds. And we can talk about postpartum weight loss and how I got that off. And that was all way later. But this was the time where I was kind of self-nurturing through food. I really felt very frozen in my ability to do more than basically the basics and wasn't really good or able to reach out to friends. And if that's you, I want you to know that, yeah, that is kind of how a human acts when they're feeling alone. And being alone and also being sort of frozen in the overwhelm and the kind of bigness of all of your mom responsibilities and the littleness of your children, that can sometimes produce what we call a freeze response or a functional freeze response, where you're functioning, but you're also sort of frozen in taking care of your own needs. You're so outstretched in doing everything for your baby or paying the bills or the basics of the needs that need to be done that you're actually very inept and unable to take care of your own needs in a really like healthy, vivacious way. And so we kind of start to shrivel, my loves. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying? It starts on the inside and it starts with our quality of our thoughts. Our quality of thinking is the first thing that goes, right? So when we've been living out of alignment and not listening to our true needs and we're in a genuine sort of a freeze response, what happens is we start to think that we are messed up or broken. We start to feel bad for ourselves. We start to be jealous of others and compare to them. And here's why I want to explain this really clearly is because you, my love, I keep feeling like I want to say my love. I really like you right now, you, like I'm talking to you, like the one that's listening to this. Okay. This is for you. So hear me. This is for you from God. Like it's been coming for you. You are meant to live a life that is extremely joyous. Even the life of your dreams, dare I say those words, as cliche as they may sound. You are meant for that. It is your natural state of your spirit that is within your body, right? If we're talking about wellness, we've got mind, body, spirit, all of it. The spirit is rooted in the heart. The heart is the electromagnetic spiritual center of your body, but we've got all the chakras of whatever. I'm not going to go into all that. Long story short, when you are living in a way that you thought would be fulfilling and that you want to be fulfilling, but for whatever reason, it's really not doing it for you, like not meeting all of your needs. Maybe it meets some of them. Of course, maybe you're like so smitten with your babies. Maybe you're so happy being a mom. And maybe you miss work, and maybe you miss your friends, and maybe you miss having time to yourself. Listen, you don't have to fit into the mold of motherhood the way you think you have to. And part of the freeze response that we get into, especially with our first couple of kids postpartum, is we don't dare to think out of the box. We don't dare to think differently. Part of the freeze response I was in with my first few kids was genuinely like living inside of a mold that I thought I had to live in. I call it the motherhood box. And I've talked about this on other episodes on this podcast, but I lived in this motherhood box. I did only the things that the mother would do, the mother archetype, the mother role would do as I believed it, as I was taught it growing up, the way I saw moms being when I was growing up. But the problem is, as women collectively, we're finally figuring out that motherhood is a relationship with your children, period. That's it. The caregiving is not the actual motherhood in and of itself. When the caregiving is done by choice by the mother and is done with the intention of cultivating relationship, then you can claim it as your motherhood. You can call it your motherhood. But when the caregiving actually detracts from the relationship because you hate doing it, you are so sick of laundry, you're not happy doing all the damn dishes, you are resentful of your husband because you would love to be out of the house as much as he is, or maybe it's not a husband, maybe it's a boyfriend, or maybe it's a partner, whatever, and you feel that ickiness creeping in, just realize you're putting yourself in that motherhood box. Now, I think that at the time, if you would have said that to me, I would have made a million excuses like, no, my mom did this. Her mom did this. If I were to not do this, I'm sure my mother-in-law would have something, you know, negative to say about it, or whoever, you know, whoever comes to mind, the lady down the street that always peeks and sees what we're doing out front. We're in the front yard, right? But the truth is, the only way out of what you're experiencing right now is to own your choices. Your choices are where your power is. Your decisions are your Shakti, your life energy. They are your creatorship. And that energy of decision and action and creatorship is what will give you the impetus to get out of this funk you're in, this rut you're in. And the way to start that is by evaluating, do I like the decisions I'm making? Have I made them with my conscious mind? Or have I made the decisions that I'm living in my motherhood with a subconscious sort of programmed mind? It doesn't mean it's bad, but it wasn't necessarily consciously chosen. And if you answer the latter, if you're like, honestly, I think the way I'm doing my motherhood really isn't studied and evaluated by my highest self. It's really just sort of my default that I went to because I thought this would be fulfilling. I thought it was what I was supposed to be doing. If that's the camp you're in, then you are likely suffocating on a mental, emotional, and frankly, spiritual level. Now, I don't want you to feel guilty, and I don't want you to feel alarmed or scared. Hopefully this feels extremely validating. Hopefully you're nodding your head and you're like, yes, she's speaking the truth that I haven't been able to even get to because I've been so thick in the busy of my life right now. And I want you to know that I help moms pull out of this all the time. If you don't feel like you have the courage or even the capacity to get yourself out of this, but you can identify with what I'm saying, here's what you need to do. Number one, make sure you have an open line of communication with your healthcare provider. And number two, book a consultation with me. You just go to lizzielangston.com/consult. That link is in almost every episode's show notes because I want you guys to have it. I offer anywhere from 30 to 45 minute consults, and we talk all about your pain points. I help you understand why things are feeling hard the way that they are so that you stop feeling crazy. Then when you feel that amount of relief, if you would like help, I think you're entitled to that relief. I think whether you hire me or not, by the way, you're totally entitled to understand that you're not the only one and you're not crazy. So that is the first and foremost priority on my consultations that I do for people, for mamas. And that sometimes comes with a lot of emotion and tears. Don't let that startle you or deter you from showing up with me. Okay. And you don't have to get on camera either. You can just be on Zoom audio only. That's fine. Especially if like you're nursing or something, like babies are welcome. So there's really no reason that you shouldn't get on there because I'm totally welcoming you in, my love. I'm welcoming you in authentically, genuinely. So yeah, we go over kind of what's happening, why it's happening this way. Then from there, I introduce you to the steps and sort of like my program that I take women through. And of course, every woman is unique because her subconscious mind knows what she needs to heal from first. And so we always follow her body. And I know how to help you connect and make contact with that part of you that rolls the healing forward in the way that's unique and individual to you, which is so cool and awesome. However, the three steps are the same. And they are in my mini course. So if you're curious about them, you can go to lizzielangston.com and sign up for the Get Out of the Postpartum Rut free mini course. But the steps are calm your body, calm your mind, and then calm your life. Or in other words, your life is calm. And those steps are good in both the moment, literally like from one thought, being able to redirect even the stingiest thoughts, because I teach you how to bypass the mind and actually get your body calm. And then your mind does just by default calm down, and then you're able to redirect it. And also these three steps work over months and months of little moments of applying them, right? Little moments of actually calming your body, calming your mind, and calming your life. Then what happens is your body's baseline also just gets generally more calm. Your anxiety levels, if you were at a 7 out of a scale of 1 to 10, 1 is a hammock on the beach, 10 is I'm in the emergency room, I think I'm dying. Women are usually at like a 6 or a 7 when they get on the phone with me. I'm taking you down to a 3 or a 4. A 4 is like on a bad day. Maybe a 5 if you're PMSing or your baby like had a small bump on his head and it was really scary. I don't know. Okay. So that's where we're getting you overall on the regular. That's the power of my program. That's the power of stacking up little moments of these three steps, this three-step process. Now, if you don't think you can afford more hands-on boutique kind of private coaching, which I love doing, and I highly recommend it as an investment in your future and the next decade of your motherhood. It will completely change how you parent your children and how you are in your relationship to your partner. However, if you just in your gut know that that's not possible for you right now, or if you really want to or enjoy doing things on your own, I totally get that. I've created a course. It's an online course. I'm not talking about the free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. I'm talking about Postpartum Freedom. It's my signature program it is what I give my clients access to when I am coaching them. So the only difference between my private clients and you, if you buy the course, is that we're just not meeting for 45-minute sessions every week, but you have the access to the same genuine, like juicy, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word that I want. Hold on. Let me breathe. Oh, that river and these crickets, they sound so good. Are they crickets, frogs? I don't know. There. You have access to the same buoyant energy of Lizzie that they get in the sessions. You get it through the video, through these. I mean, I really poured myself. I mean, I spent hours. I mean, probably close to 45 hours preparing and then recording and then editing and putting in order this content. Then I created worksheets to go with it. And they're not your typical busy work worksheets. I hope not anyway. Like, you tell me if you feel like they are, but I created them to amplify and to really bring out what you're learning in the videos. Also, everything in this online course, Postpartum Freedom, you just go to lizzielangston.com/course to get this course. Everything in this course has been guided. I can honestly say I feel that I have channeled from above, from heaven's guiding hands, a solution that is powerful and potent and energetically completely 180 turning for women. I watch women in my online course and also as my clients, both, but especially my clients, go from guilt and shame on repeat, fear, 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 fear. I'm so scared of what if I act on these intrusive thoughts? I'm so scared of what if I'm that mom that hurts her kids? I'm so scared of, you know, being alone, or I'm scared that I'm not going to be the mom they deserve, or that something's wrong with me and I'll never get through this, that hopelessness, fear, shame, guilt, all of that. And also the hotter emotions like anger and raginess and bitterness and resentment. I literally watch moms let go, and they let self-compassion is where it starts. They let love in first for themselves, and then it just starts filling up their whole bodies and their whole minds. They start being able to forgive easier in fights with their partner. They stop being bugged at the smaller things in their marriages or their partner, you know, their relationships. They all of a sudden finally actually have fun playing with their kids. Like, not maybe every second, but like a lot more. They're present. They're like more present than, and they wanted to be that way. And patience finally comes through because they're taking care of themselves. They are hearing themselves. They're learning how to listen to their bodies. I want this for you. This is the solution to this feeling of being alone, to this low vibrational state that you feel stuck in. Okay? So if you want to talk about coaching, it's lizzielangston.com/consult. That link's in the show notes. If you want to buy the course, lizzielangston.com/course. If you sign up for the free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut, you will get a 50% off code for the Postpartum Freedom Signature Program course, okay? I love you guys. I think about you. I feel you deeply. Your journey is my journey. We are so connected here. Think about all of the other moms listening right now, Googling that just today, like you, found this podcast. You are not alone. And for every woman on Instagram that's making postpartum look easy, which hopefully it is for her, that'd be amazing. But just in case it isn't in real life, or even if it is, I want you to know that there are 100 other women who are sitting alone on their couches, scrolling Instagram or whatever, and feeling defeated, just like you might be. So just know you are so, so seen and heard. You're not alone. Get the postpartum freedom course, yes, but also download the postpartum, get out of the postpartum rut, that free mini course. I did get 4 hours of sleep in the car last night, driving to Utah for 10 hours through the night. Bad idea, but kind of a good idea. I don't know. Pros and cons. We can unpack that some other day. Anyway, so forgive the brain fogginess, but yeah, get out of the postpartum rut, free mini course, lizzielangston.com, you know, and then lizzielangston.com. I'm not even gonna go. You heard it all. Okay. You heard it all. I'm going to bed. I love you guys so much. We'll see you next week. I want to talk to you. Either get on a consult with me or buy my course. And of course I always email, get it, pun. Of course, I always email the people who buy my course. And I say hi to you and I want to know you. So either way, I want to connect with you. Okay, bye.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. Pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.